was so much hope 5 years ago, and we see so much violence, particularly recently with the type of violence in the country. It needs help, and the UN mission needs to be more aggressive. And the additional 4,000 authorized troops, we hope, will help bring stability to that troubled area. What we need to see is the government officials exercising restraint in the way that they control the safety of their country. We need all sides to work together for the future of South Sudan, and we hope that the UN mission now, with its increased capacity, will be able to maintain the security for the safety of the people.
In April, U.S. Ambassador Donald Booth told lawmakers that the U.S. would push forward with sanctions and an arms embargo on South Sudan if the parties failed to work effectively on ending the conflict in South Sudan. What is your position on imposing an arms embargo and targeted sanctions?
Well, I joined with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle in the leadership of the Foreign Affairs and Relations Committee with Senator Corker, Representative Royce, Representative Engel, and urge that arms embargo be applied. We think that would be helpful, so I think that's a useful addition and would at least, I think, help prevent the arming of so many different with the opposition and with the government that only leads to more violence.
Now, critics have said that the U.S. government has been slow to act on implementing sanctions on South Sudan. What is your reaction to that? Is that an accurate assessment?
Well, the circumstances there are complicated, but I would hope we could all agree that an arms embargo is necessary.
Back to the 4,000-strong force that the U.N. has approved to South Sudan, one of the big questions is, who will pay for it?
The politics of payment within the United Nations is also always complicated. The United States has been a major funder. In fact, we're the largest single funder to the United Nations, including its missions. We'll continue to do that, but other countries have to step up as well.
As a ranking member of the Foreign Relations Committee at the Senate, could you tell me what the game plan is moving forward on South Sudan?
Clearly, the future of the country depends upon its leaders. The people of South Sudan want peace. They want their children to be able to grow up in a country that offers them economic opportunity as well as security. The leaders there, we have to work together, and that has been a challenge. But they have to be safe, and there's been real significant concern about the safety in the country. So I think what the United Nations mission can do is help provide the climate so that the leaders can work together, reconcile their differences, and lead South Sudan into a bright future. And the international community has been engaged, but we now need to complete the work. And we hope that this new resolution, this new increased force will allow the climate to exist for South Sudan to be able to move forward.